In a position that's both challenging and rewarding, and offers a deep sense of purpose, Megan, a former distress services volunteer with the Crisis Intervention and Suicide Prevention Center of BC, Crisis Center of BC, vividly recalled a life-changing event during her 2.5-year journey of compassion, providing support to vulnerable individuals through their 24/7 distress phone lines. She took a call from a young man, crying, making a suicide attempt. "I'm here for you," she said. "I'm so glad you called in." Megan stayed on the call until he was safe. That day, little did she know the consequential impact her learned skills and emotional support would make in another human being, and in all the lives he touched. "We're all in this journey together, and we all go through crisis," she acknowledges. "Every call will include something that teaches you about your own emotions or your own way of dealing with crisis or stress, and I think that has a lot of potential for wholeness and connectedness both in the community and in ourselves as individuals." This moment of personal fulfillment and engagement represents one of tens of thousands of calls across British Columbia. In 2022-2023, 202 Crisis Center volunteers logged 34,116 hours, and answered and made 46,043 calls. "We wouldn't be able to run the center without our volunteers," says Carly Southern, manager, Distress Services Volunteers. "They're the backbone of the center and a huge reason why we're able to take as many calls as we do." Following a comprehensive 110-hour training program, you'll provide non-judgmental emotional support through risk assessment, collaborative safety planning, and short-term follow-up. Additionally, they engage with the appropriate emergency services when an in-person intervention is essential. Volunteers offer hope and gain enriching experiences. Volunteering as a crisis services responder provides rewarding opportunities to learn new life skills and connect with the community. Whether you're mid-career, or a young adult seeking to upgrade your credentials or change career paths, you'll gain continued personal growth as you impart your critical thinking abilities, apply your empathy, and engage your active listening, a key component in every call. We offer comprehensive training, robust and ongoing support, further training opportunities, and flexible hours, explains Southern. "In our current eligibility criteria, we're happy to have people with lived experience in the mental health care system, or a personal interaction with suicide. We think people with diverse experiences help improve our program and enrich the community." Scott, a volunteer since 1999, who had suicidal behavior as an adolescent, reveals, "My crisis center skills have deepened my relationships with family and friends, and allowed me to be flexible and open-minded in any situation. I've also had the chance to get to know myself better and reflect on my life as I work with others." There's a high level of importance placed on self-awareness and self-care. Maintaining a healthy work-life balance is vital by checking in with yourself, understanding your needs, and knowing when you've reached your limit, something learned in your training. "We want to prevent burnout as much as possible, and have 24-hour support if you need to debrief a call," reveals Southern. Additionally, helping others can be therapeutic for our responders rather than contributing to burnout. The act of providing empathetic support and assistance during critical moments can instill a sense of purpose and fulfillment. If you're looking to connect with your larger community, but also with like-minded individuals who care deeply about each other, this could be an amazing place for you to fill your cup. It's giving back in a way that feels meaningful while having direct contact with folks who are looking for support. For application details on the May 2024 training intake, or for more information, visit crisiscenter.bc.ca.